of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Good morning, Treasure Valley.
Well, the Valley Women and Children's Shelter has been open since the beginning of February now. We are in need of pretty much everything you use in your day-to-day life, times about 500.
Fighting for Idaho.
Well, I just want to say thank you to you, First Miller, and the generous people of Treasure Valley for keeping the rescue mission lights on and helping us through the summer here.
Fighting for you.
Kevin, I want to say this, and I mean this sincerely. In English translation, that means I know the kind of man you are by the way you walk.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Thank you all. I wish I would have dressed up.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning once again. K. Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Don't forget, coming up in the 7 a.m. hour, which is this right here, we will take a look at the issue, just hanging out with Ollie North. That's right, retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North will join us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, this hour of the program. It's kind of interesting as I'm sitting here taking a look at the 1970-ish television monitors at the broadcast center. It's nonstop Bo Bergdahl. We've got it on ABC, NBC, obviously, with our friends from Channel 7, and Fox News. And it's interesting because they interview a couple people in Haley, standard videos, but really everybody's talking about it. You've got Brian Ross in Qatar. You've got Stephen Hayes in Washington, really pretty much just reciting the reports from the New York Post. And you have Richard Engel in Germany. Of course, everybody's not really caring about the Bergdahls or Idaho for the Army. They just want the big get. To one email that we received about Bo Bergdahl, whether or not he should be given the benefit of the doubt, if he deserted, he should be punished to the full extent of the law, which would be death. And about his dad, send him to Afghanistan on a one-way ticket. That is disturbing when you think about this. And coming up this hour of the program, when we talk to Colonel North, I do want to get your comments on this statement.
We're so much like Afghanistan. I wish I could write a book about that. Our character is a lot alike. The mountain, desert environment breeds tough people. People who know how to farm here and make a living. And it's hard, but it makes you tough. And it does. If it doesn't kill you, it makes you tougher.
You know, that really sounds like Dave Petzo from Petzo Center, the Petzo Financial, Petzo Incorporated, Petzo Worldwide, Money Matters host for 3,000 years here at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
See, this is what happens when I don't see you for a week. I get a little punchy.
You got that's quite a lot of hyperbole there. I mean,
it is.
You know, I have been here a long time, though. 25 years is a long time.
You know, your what is it? Your silver anniversary, is it?
That's
right.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a silver microphone.
Where's my cake?
It really won't be silver, but I'll paint it silver. I think actually we're going to do that. We'll have a ceremony for you. We'll get Daryl and Sheila from Canyon County, Tea Party Bob, Terry from State College, Pennsylvania, Liberal Steve. I'm trying to think, Ronnie from Caldwell, maybe. Maybe all these folks, we could have a presentation for you.
Perfect. I'm there.
And maybe we can make it into a music video. How are you in singing?
Happy birthday, I'm okay at.
I can understand and appreciate. So, first off, you know, you talk politics sometimes, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, you
kind of have to. You can't help it, yeah.
What do you make of the Bergdahl story?
I don't know, Kevin. I think it's more complicated than we want to make it. The president confuses it in my mind because he's always done everything for political reasons. So I'm not sure that I can trust that he wasn't just doing something for political reasons and it just blew up in his face. I don't know, Kevin. I have a hard time with this one. I want all the facts because I just feel like we all tend to go off half-cocked about it. But I find it disturbing to negotiate and release five dangerous people, and potentially when there's so much potential, I think it's dangerous anyway. But then, when in this particular case, where there seems to be quite a bit of evidence that he deserted, it's disturbing.
Right, and the idea of whether or not desertion means that we desert him.
Yeah, well, that's
the question.
Well, that's a fair point. I hear valid points on both sides, and Kevin, my own feeling is that he should not have been released because there's five dangerous people out there, but that was the choice they made.
Dave Pezzo with us here at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. A few things going on in the financial world. It is a lazy, hazy, really Monday in the summertime. What about the intensity level? Now, I know you're a pretty intense guy, and that's why we love you.
I can get fired up, yes. But the markets are very complacent right now. There's no doubt about it. There's really no big news going on, and no reason to move the markets in any particular direction, so they've been moving higher. And I think it's just astounding that we sit here at all-time highs, and you and I are talking about this week after week, month after month, year after year.
I really don't appreciate the way the markets are going. I much appreciated better when everything was tanking and we could have a lot of bad news. I really, you know, I like it.
Well, it's better news.
I know. I like the idea of waking up to bad news, but that really didn't work out too well. But it is wonderful. Could anything stop the climb of the markets? Anything that you foresee?
No. But what I don't see is what always gets us. And because we price in, the markets price in what we see. Now, the trick to the market really is this. We tend to, as human beings, especially on the downside, we tend to price in more than we should, more than we see. We get more fearful. We're afraid it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And that's why nobody buys when the market's at $6,000-$7,000 on the Dow, 7,000 points on the Dow. They don't buy because the news is terrible and the news flow is even getting worse. But at that point, and the reason it starts to rise is that it didn't get worse. It just was bad. It was really bad. But people had basically priced in Armageddon, and that's what they do. So the trick is trying to see, if you will, to feel, not see, but to feel where the market might be making a turn based on not good news, but just that the news doesn't get any worse.
I want to draw upon all of your financial skills, all of your years of experience here at 580KIDO, and when you're in your civilian world, ruling the world. I was talking to some local real estate guys when I was at the Walmart. And they're telling me that we're not at 07 levels or 08 levels here in the Treasure Valley as far as real estate, but we're at 06 levels. How many times, Dave Pezzo, oh my God, it's Kevin Miller time, and all he's going to do is talk to me about real estate values when historically the ones in Canyon County, 50% drop off. A home sold at $140,000, now at $70,000. They are coming back. They are getting back. What's the cause of it, considering you still have an unemployment rate at 6.3%, 23.5 Americans either want a job or want to work full-time and cannot?
Right. Yeah, the unemployment rate's not 6.3 in my mind. It's around 12, 13. And the reason I say that is that's where the U6 is, or ballparking, being a little bit more generous on it. The U6, again, for those of you who know it, that's great, but not everybody does. It's where, Kevin, you mentioned it right there. It's the people that want a job, that have left the workforce or not even in it, people that want instead of part-time, they want a full-time job, and the people who are in the unemployed. So it's people that flat quit trying as well. That's a big number. It's a much bigger number, and so I think that's a huge problem. What's going on here, Kevin? We've got Micron as an example of a local company that's doing very well, not just its stock price. They're hiring people. There's more and more money there in options. Profit sharing's coming back. That stock is up fivefold in 2 years, fivefold. So all the option money is working its way through the economy as well. It doesn't hit Canyon County except as an after effect, if you will, to what happens here in Ada, right? This is the center of the universe. I'm not putting down the people in Caldwell. You know that. I of course, I love them, but it's not.
You like to vacation there.
I do. Actually, I do. I think Caldwell's a very interesting and underrated place.
Home
by
of
the way.
Reverend Bill. Yes.
Yeah, it is an underrated place. It's a marvelous little family community. But the point is that people are going to want to be near that core of Ada County, and the further out you go, it's going to take time to get back out there. People were buying, and they way overpaid for homes. It's going to take years to get back to that level out there. In Boise, we're coming back very, very strongly, and particularly in some of the higher, middle, high-end areas, where that unique, you know, oh, I'm right on the rim at the park or what have you. Those properties are doing very well and selling like that. So it's because overall the economy isn't that bad, Kevin.
Right, and here in particular, you have Whole Foods, you have Trader Joe's, you have all these businesses coming in. And I just wonder, you know, for the middle class, I think it's great. But on the high end, you know, you have a lot of, look, Dave Pezzo, you're a local guy. You choose to live here. You travel the world and you come back here. Let's be honest on a story that is not being reported by the local press, 580KIDO, and that's the Heritage mom-and-pop restaurants that have all been going out of business. What, Table Rock bid it a couple weeks ago. You've got the Asian food place on Chinden after 30 years. Then you have the Stagecoach. Then you have these restaurants downtown, as whether it's competition or anything else. So on one hand, we have all these folks moving in, and yet we have these iconic institutions biting the dust.
It's retail, and it always is in motion. And retail is probably the epitome of creative destruction, if you will. It just, the whoever is here today will not be down the road. They were not going to be the hot restaurant.
But after 30 years, you know, here, what works in your business as in mine? It's equity. It's time in cockpit. It's that old reliable. It's listening habits. It's all sorts of things.
It is. It is. But the difference in retail, I think, is there's an energy with a new place that dissipates with time. Within our industries, you know, there is one similarity that comes to mind, is that within my industry and within yours, experience is gold. We get better. We get wiser. We're more capable. Even though our energy level may be a little bit less, we are so much better at it. I've watched you. I watched my buddy John DeWayne, and it's one of those things where over the years they get better. You get better, Kevin.
Kind of like a fungus. I get better.
Yeah. No, I wasn't thinking actually of a fungus, but but you do. You get better. And that's not true in restaurants. There's a high energy level when a place is new and open, and for a while it's growing. It's a place to be. You can't keep that kind of energy level forever. And in that industry, it's not something that gets better with age. Ours does. It's different.
You know, some of the restaurants that I haven't been to, but I'm a fan of, you know, and I'm wondering how they're doing. You've got Chandler's, obviously. You've got Lock, Stock, and Barrel. You've got the new Ruth's Chris. Any word on the street about all those? I know Chandler's did a course correction concerning the with Ruth's Chris coming in. I will wonder to see how successful the Ruth's Chris franchise is here.
I think it will be. I went over there and enjoyed a meal over there with our office here about 3 weeks ago. Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. And it was busy. And when you call over there, you want to get a table,
lunch,
it's busy.
Or dinner?
Dinner.
Really?
So I don't know how they do it at lunch, but anyway, it's been fabulous. But again, it's new, Kevin. People are going to go check it out. So we'll see what the staying power is. At Lock, Stock, and Barrel, you reminded me, it's one that just kind of disappears. But when I came to Boise, it was here. So it's still hanging in there. There are some that are hanging in there, reinvent themselves, recreate themselves, and hopefully they'll be around for a while.
Can we have too much retail? I take a look at Meridian here. By the way, Dave Pezzo with us, Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Can we have too much retail? All of a sudden, you know, Meridian, second largest city in the state. We've got we just had a new, well, they did, because I live in Star now. They had a new Walmart right over there by Lowe's. Now another one off of Chinden over by the Fred Meyer, I guess, 10 mile. And then they're talking about a Costco. That's a lot, because you have these Walmarts that have been successful on Fairview, now the one over there on Overland. Now you've got the Garrity one. Are they going to eventually cannibalize themselves? Because you do have to go a little distance to get to the store, right?
You would think so. And they do. They do cannibalize themselves. There's no question about it. That's why as these companies get bigger and bigger, people used to drive all the way from Twin Falls to go to Costco.
Right.
Then they built the bigger Costco here. And now they built one in Twin Falls. And they've got one out in Caldwell.
Right.
So, yes, the answer is it does cannibalize sales. Absolutely. And in these companies' minds, and obviously in their balance sheets, it shows that by having more within reason, and they will have a saturation point, they get even more sales overall in the valley, and it's well worth it.
Speaking of progress, right off exit 38 there, is it? No, that's the Garrity Road exit. It's the Midland exit. There's going to be a new Cracker Barrel that's opening. Okay, and you know, usually those folks, they do research studies and everything else.
Yep.
They right off the highway there, so they're now hiring, which is good. And I think for that area, it's going to be good because you got Red Robin, you got Texas Roadhouse, and now you have the Cracker Barrel.
You do, and by my recollection, you know, I don't eat a lot out in that area, but they're very underserved for restaurants out in Nampa Caldwell. So.
Well, yes, and we'll talk more coming up with Dave Petzo. Kevin Miller in the morning. Don't forget, Colonel North will be joining us this hour as well at 580 KIDO. But Dave Petzo, you know Oliver North in my eyes.
Yeah, I do. I think I do.
You know, if they said, if you had to pick between Dave Petzo and Ollie North, it'd be you.
No. No, you can't do that.
You wouldn't even pick yourself over Oliver
would
North?
I would not.
Well, you're here every week. We have to go with the horse that brought us to the dance, if that makes sense.
Well, this horse will be back to the dance with you.
More coming up with Dave Petzo at 580KIDO, 720. More news about your money next. Let's get you to work safely and
on Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning. Don't forget Oliver North joining us this hour. But first, back to Dave Petzo at 580KIDO. So a new report from, I think, Bloomberg Businessweek that grad school students could win big as the president looks to slash debt payments. And, look, the student loan game is a scam anyway. You can go to these colleges, and then you're an indentured servant for the rest of your life. But on the other hand, you do lend folks money. Mm-hmm. And what type of message does it send that all of a sudden you're not required to pay the debt that you incurred? I know you're not a big fan of that.
No, I'm not. I already think we have an entitlement mentality in society. It creates a lack. You and I have talked about this. I think we might have talked about it on Saturday a little bit about when we're kind of growing up, you know, and you look at the jobs that are available today. Well, there weren't any jobs available when I was coming out of high school either. It was the early 80s in Boise, Idaho. It was an absolutely horrible time. But people just went to work. They just found a way to work, and they worked hard at really crappy jobs.
But weren't there more jobs then?
No, there were not. There were less jobs then.
Really?
Yeah, it was a terrible time. It was a truly terrible time. Remember, that was just, when I got out of high school, I graduated high school in 79. So we're talking about Jimmy Carter days.
Yes. It was a great economy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. It was perfect. It was an awesome economy. And so
still have memories of that, dude.
Oh, yeah. So for those of us that kind of were in that era, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. There's no jobs. But people made it. They created it. They figured out a way. Instead of sitting around and moving back in with dad. I couldn't move in with my dad. My dad's an awesome guy, but when you're 17, 18 years old, it's time to leave the house. And they meant it. I meant it. And didn't come back. And so there weren't options like we have today. So it's not, I'm not putting it down. Like, take care of my kids. I think probably too well. All those things like we all think of all the time. But Kevin, I just don't think that we need to coddle this generation any more than we already do. It creates a society of people that feel entitled to the lifestyle they're in. I worry about the creativity, the motivation of this group, just like every generation does before it. But when we have a government coming in all the time, say, oh, it's okay, move back home. Oh, it's okay, we'll pay your student loans. It's okay, you don't have any real responsibility here. It's okay, we're going to provide all health care. If you don't make a good living, it's okay. The government will provide all your health care. If you don't make a good living, we'll give you some food stamps. We'll give you a little extra. You know, if it doesn't work out for you, we're going to do this. And it just goes on and on and on until people really, without thinking about it, we fall into a society that expects government to do more. So, no, I think it's very insidious. It's not being cold to say, no, you don't pay those bills. We've got to turn this clock back. We really do. This is a very serious problem that we're facing going forward with a society that has an expectation that everything's taken care of for them.
59% of Americans now believe the American dream is dead.
Well, that's just stupid. Next question.
That's just stupid.
It's
come
just
on.
It's just stupid. It is not dead. That's just crazy. That's just the negativity that humans are to come out with every poll. I mean, if you said, you know, you think that the future is going to be less bright than the past, well, the dimwits out there all universally say, yeah, I don't think it's going to be as good because we think negatively, and all of the evidence of all of history is that it gets better and better and better and better. better all the time.
And speaking of better, I know that you're in favor of this. Seattle hikes the minimum wage to 15 bones an hour. Why isn't that a good thing?
I think it is a good thing. I think it's a great thing for Seattle. It's just not a great thing for everywhere. They want to try that? That's great. That's a good experiment. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe those of us who think that the free market is the best design for wages that there is, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe that works perfect. But in Seattle, they decide they want to do that. Their politicians, their people want to do that. That's fine. Just don't tell me in Boise, Idaho, what I need to do.
But there is a movement by the president to raise the minimum wage. What's the impact that has on businesses?
I think it's devastating, especially in areas, I mean, it makes no sense. It costs multiples to live in New York than it does in Boise or, you know, Omaha or wherever you want to point at other than the real expensive city centers. So it makes no sense. And it also says that the federal government knows better. They don't know better. They know worse. The further away from the humans that are in contact, in other words, local knows. Local can decide better and govern themselves better than the national can. So Obama's completely wrong, but he's always wrong. He thinks that he should be able to decide because he's smarter than anybody else.
What do you say to the people listening right now at 580KIDO that say, Dave Petzo, you're wrong. You've done well, but all those people that are making minimum wage that can't go anywhere else, a raise would do them well.
I wouldn't have been able to dig the ditch that I dug to get food on the table while I was studying to get my licenses to do what I do. The job wouldn't have been available. I couldn't have shoveled the sheep manure out of the barn. He wouldn't have hired me to do that for $15 an hour or whatever the equivalent was then. It's just a stupid job. It's just to make some money so I can get my license and I can move forward. I wasn't entitled when I started in this industry to make a certain amount of money. I was entitled as an effort. And my efforts, you know, basically were you ate what you killed. And I didn't kill a lot for a while. My minimum wage was well below the minimum wage at that time. But it gave me a chance. Chance to start in something that turned out to be quite a passion for me. Something I really loved doing. But if I didn't have that, if there had been a governing body, I never would have had a chance to do it.
Dave Petzo, to be continued. I guess we'll see you in a while. You're leaving us.
I am. I'm going to go get some learning done.
But you're coming back.
I am coming back.
Okay, just checking.
I love Boise. I'm coming back.
All right. See, I like to throw that tease out there just so
I'll be here
guessing. All right. Our friend Dave Petzo with us, Money Matters, Petzo Center, Petzo Financial, 580KIDO.
My officers were at CC's Pizza eating lunch when they were ambushed.
The president may need more time to find a permanent replacement for embattled VA Secretary Eric Shinseki's post.
You jeopardize other soldiers when you walk away from your post.
I just think that's a lot of baloney.
Just another manic Monday.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
7:42, Kevin Miller with you here at 580KIDO. Coming up, we'll speak with retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. He's got a new project he'll tell us about. Also, a couple other things, the shooting in Las Vegas, and where you have these police officers sitting around and eating lunch and reading the Facebook comments of Sheriff Rainey, of Reverend Bill, of many people that were hurt from this incident. It shows you just how dangerous a world we live in, where two Metro Las Vegas police officers were shot and killed as they were eating their lunch, their weapons stolen from them. And then people running around, maybe they were trying to imitate that movie Natural Born Killers. You know what I'm talking about, with Woody Harrelson and the girl that nobody remembers. You remember that? Well, they open up fire in Walmart, and you have five people that have been killed. Folks, to quote Aerosmith, something's wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. You know, the three big stories, you have how dangerous a world it is for our fellow men and women in law enforcement that are first responders that can't even eat lunch, and all of a sudden this happens. Then all of a sudden you have the issue involving the millions or thousands of illegal immigrant children flooding in to Nogales, Arizona. They're from Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala. They've overwhelmed the border authorities. Now, apparently, the president, in fact, is looking to go with FEMA there. So we'll have more on that. Joining us now, our great friend, a real American hero, Colonel Oliver North. Colonel North, good to have you with us here.
Kevin, good to be with you. How's the weather in Idaho today?
Oh, it's beautiful. You know, you always love Idaho. You always speak so graciously of it. It's our pleasure to have you here.
Well, I love the place. And, of course, Steve Sims, a U.S. Senator from Idaho for years, on the board of my Freedom Alliance and a former Marine. So how could you go wrong? Idaho Marines, can't beat it.
Colonel North, a few things. Number one, if you could tell us about your new project, Counterfeit Lies, and your thoughts on the Bo Bergdahl situation.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect that it was going to be linked when I started the book, but this book has defectors in it. It has hostages in it. It has government lying in it. It has a hostage situation gone completely awry and upside down. The political intrigue of Washington, Iranian nuclear weapons, terrorists operating in the United States, allies that are uncertain about what's going to go on. Sound familiar? I mean, it is a novel. Although one of my dear friends who started a review on it called me up this morning and said, "Hey, by the way, did you notice that this book does not have the disclaimer in the front that any relationship between current events and real people is coincidental?" I don't know. I'm going to call the publisher if they ever wake up over here.
Well, that is good to know. Back to Bergdahl, what are your thoughts?
Well, look, I know I'm talking to some of his neighbors out there right now. I was involved early on in this. I don't think Bo Bergdahl is getting justice. I don't think the American people are either. Here's what I know. The people who held Bo Bergdahl were not the Taliban. They were the Haqqani Network. The Haqqani Network is a criminal enterprise that for centuries along the AFPAC border has been grabbing people and stealing things and killing people and ransoming people. And all they wanted early on in this was money. How five terrorists, the top of the Taliban, could get insinuated into this is beyond me, because it was not the idea of those who held Bergdahl. There's a story in this morning's, up on this morning news that a New York Times correspondent, David Rode, they wanted the same thing for him. They wanted money. Now, I would like to know, one, was money paid, and if so, to whom? Number two, was it paid to the Haqqanis, and they were now funding a terrorist network? Number three, where is a senior United States Army general who will stand up on his hind feet and convene an Article 32 investigation, which is the military equivalent of a grand jury? That's the only way to get justice for Bo Bergdahl or to Bo Bergdahl. I mean, we cannot go on like this with nothing except speculation up in the media. I mean, he deserves better. We deserve better. And so there's two components to this: a real investigation as to how the transaction went down, what was the price paid, who demanded these five people to be insinuated into it, and why was it done? You know, Kerry's lying when he says nothing bad's going to happen. These are leaders in the Taliban. They're not going to strap body bombs on, drive a truck through full of explosives into a U.S. military compound. They're going to send young kids who've been taught to hate, to kill, and to kill themselves to do that. And that's what's going to happen because of this transaction. But Bo Bergdahl will never get justice. We will never have justice unless they convene that Article 32 investigation.
Colonel North with us here at 580 KIDO. So many things to ask you, but did you ever think that you're going to be you would ever become a .com and a best-selling author, not only of nonfiction, but fiction?
Look, I've had a very exciting life. I've been shot at and hit, and I know what it's like to shoot back at other people. I don't have to make it up like a lot of people who write about it. Bob Hamer, the co-author of this with me, same thing with him in the FBI and the Marines. And so somebody asked me the other day, why do you work so hard? When do you sleep? I said, well, I sleep on airplanes, so it depends on how long the flight is. Number two, I work hard because I have a lovely wife, four beautiful children, and 14 grandchildren, and a mortgage. So you got to, right? I mean, you can't just sit back and nobody pays me to love my wife. I got to work.
Colonel North, for a lot of people that don't remember your courageous stance during the Iran-Contra hearings and everything else, do you ever look back on those days? I can remember defending you even then and just what a statement it was that you stood up for America way back then.
No, I was raised that way. My dad was what if Tom Brokaw would have called the greatest generation. My mom and dad were. I learned a lot from them. I learned how to fight the good fight. I knew how to finish the race. I learned how to keep the faith. And I tell people that the motto of the United States Marine Corps, Latin, Semper Fidelis, means always faithful. It's not just a military slogan. It is a way of life. So I didn't have any trouble going to that committee hearing. People say, well, you didn't even look upset. By that time, I had been shot at a lot. They were shooting real bullets. The guys up there in the raised dais, the Roman emperors, or the members of Congress up there in the dais, they were shooting blanks. And most of them, with the exception of maybe Inouye and a handful of others like Henry Hyde, didn't even know what it was like to serve. I did.
Colonel North, what about President Reagan, and what would he think of the world that we live in today, sir? If
we had President Reagan around, we wouldn't have the world we've got today. Let me just tell you, this administration has done more to damage the office of the presidency than anything that's ever happened, not just in my lifetime, but going all the way back to George Washington. The credibility of the United States has been wrecked by these guys. It will take decades to recover it. Jimmy Carter was president for 4 years, and it took Ronald Reagan 8 years to start to begin the recovery. And we've now had the wreckage of what will soon be 8 years, I hope. It'll be over. We'll find our way of hiring a new fleet. We'll get a Senate in this next election that will give us at least a break on what Harry Reid is doing to simply play complicit actor in all of this. We need some real leadership in Washington. We're not getting it. The country is worse for it. And that's why stories that like are in counterfeit lies are so awesomely authentic. It's because this presidency has been so bad.
Our great friend and American hero, Colonel Oliver North, with us. Counterfeit Lies, his new book. We'll have a link to it on our website. Great Father's Day gift. What about the role of fathers in our society today, sir?
Well, look, I believe it's probably one of the most important things that anybody could ever do. It's more important than your career, more important than the fun you can have. And I look at it today as the most important thing I can do is be a role model to my kids, my son, my sons-in-law, my 9 grandsons. And, yes, I love my granddaughters dearly. Don't get me wrong. They got granddad wrapped around their little finger. But I give each one of my grandkids, when they turn 13, and this is in one of my other novels, I give them a shotgun, a 20-gauge, a Bible, and a compass, and a note that says if you learn to use all three, and it has to be all three, you'll never be hungry, you'll never be lost, and you need fear nothing. But you have to learn to use all three. If I can show them how that's turned out in my life, then I'll have done my job as a role model.
Colonel North, final thought to people that are struggling right now, words of encouragement who has faced the enemy, both foreign and domestic.
Look, the oath that we took means foreign and domestic. In America, we don't do it with bullets like the Ukraine and Russia and China and Tiananmen Square. We just had the 25th anniversary of that. We do it at the ballot box. And so my encouragement to the American people is, if things are not right with you, you have got to go to the polls and cast a ballot. Not bombs, not bullets, ballots. And we're going to have a chance to do that here in November. And I hope the American people realize that means you got to have a Senate that's certainly better led than by Harry Reid. And that means you got to have a House of Representatives with enough votes to be able to stop some of this executive abuse. It's not executive power. It's executive abuse coming from the Obama White House.
Well, Colonel North, we appreciate it. Counterfeit Lies will be on our website, and we thank you for your service and for making time and your great stories on Fox.
Well, I appreciate the chance to be with you again, brother. I look forward to being back out in Idaho.
Thank you. Take care, sir.
Love you, brother. Thanks. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. It's our great friend, Colonel North, and we love you too, sir. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
7:57, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, 65. Coming up next, we'll talk to Simon Owen. What's up with Putin and why is he pouting concerning the 70th anniversary of Normandy, plus the shooting in Vegas, plus everything else? A lot going on. Our job is to keep you informed. Latest news, information, entertainment, and opinion right here at 580 KIDO. Good to be with you. Do want to thank everybody from our friends at Northwest Adventures, Ameristream, Northwest Boise, thank you, Team Mazda Subaru, and the Boise Rescue Mission, and you that contributed to Miller's mission. What a great shop. God bless. Now to traffic at 580KIDO. 580KIDO, it is 7:59. K. Milley in the morning. Coming up next, much more concerning the controversy in Bo Bergdahl, the shooting in Vegas, the migrants coming into America. Should they stay, or do we obey the law and make them obey the law and they've got to go? Kevin Miller. Serving Meridian.